Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Read with Michelle Martin.
I'm Michelle Martin, and today we are reading Save the Date by Olga Isselis. She's a luxury event planner who has planned events for the likes of legendary designer Diane von Furstenberg. The book is as unique as Olga is, and it's exquisitely designed, crafted, a limited edition, just 1,500 copies, lavishly illustrated with rarely seen photographs. I love the fact that, Olga, you say you wanted to write a book because the book is about yourself and very much about your brand, and a book that expresses your personality as well. So tell us a little bit about the design thinking that this book is created. You created this book with the experience of the reader in mind, right? So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, thanks you. First of all, thank you, Michelle, for having me tonight.
It's a joy.
I wanted to create a book that expresses my feelings and also tells the reader about my journey. And I wanted to have an inspirational experience for anybody who reads this book. And also, it is a coffee table book, but it has a narrative. So my idea was for people to go back to the book several times and find something interesting and new, what they haven't seen the time when they read book before. I've designed the book in a way that shows the depths of the thought process that goes behind the scenes, and also the inspirational part of it, as well as just my passion about the job that I do.
It's incredible. I think listeners need a sense of the kind of events and exclusive experiences that you have created over the years. What has been some of your most memorable or challenging projects?
You know, to be honest with you, every project that I create is like giving a birth to a child. So every project is very personal. It's dreamed up. And I guess the most probably the challenging but at the same time gratifying project is the retrospective of Valentino. I've staged the exhibition quite a number of years ago, I must say, and I brought to Singapore, first time ever anybody actually done the fashion project of this magnitude, the full retrospective of Valentino from the Valentino archives. So I worked with Lizard Decorative Museum, with Mr. Valentino himself, and the House of Valentino in Italy. And it was incredibly challenging project, and we've created the museum, actually, at the space that was not totally meant to be anything except the office. And it was done at Resorts World Sentosa years ago. And the project was tremendous. It was exceptionally difficult, and I've lost a lot of nights and hair probably and health in it, but I'm very, very proud of it.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, when you think Valentino, you think exquisite couture. So to have a retrospective.
Yes, it's an archival. So we had dresses from Jackie Kennedy and from the royalty and from famous actresses, from La Dolce Vita of Italy and Hollywood and for generations.
What I like about your book is you pretty much share a lot about yourself. It's very personal. And you start with, there's a mention of it at the start when your son writes a letter to you. And he mentions you, how inspired he was by you selling bagels on the streets of Singapore. Now tell us about that part of your business career.
You know, in my life, I wore different hats. So the bagels were my past life, previous life. Yes, it's correct. I was called at one point the business lady. Sometimes I was privileged enough to be called bagels queen. But just one day I woke up dreaming about New York Times and bagels. So that's how it all started. So,
tell us about your business journey. In terms of the types of businesses that you have created.
Well, I have a business degree. I have master's in business administration, actually in healthcare finance. I grew up in a medical family, but I didn't become a doctor. I also played violin and piano for many years, but I didn't become a musician. I studied history of arts, but I can't paint. I'm a huge art and theater aficionado. So all these elements, I think, enhanced my life in general, but I think by creating events, creating the celebrations of life, creating the experiences that I've been doing for so many years, I've been in creating the luxury lifestyle events and fundraisers for almost 20 years, that gives me a chance to express this artistic, I guess, ability that I've never been expressed in any other way.
So interesting. The narrative, you say, of this book was designed to show the journey of you as a person.
Yes, absolutely. It is my signature. I wanted for people to open this book to see what behind Olga Brand. It's a lot of details. It's a lot of thought into it. It's creativity from all the different angles. It's a beauty of, life in its own. And that's why I was very detailed with the illustration part, also what is very important for me in general is an educational concept. So even in whatever fundraising events that I do, I'm on a board of directors for Singapore Repertory Theatre, so I'm very passionate about the theatre and I support the initiatives very much, and it's a lot of it to do with education, cultural education. So when you open my book, there are a lot of elements that show you an educational part of it. There is something that might push you to go and Google a notion about something that I talk about. And that was very important for me. So I didn't just do the book about the events in chronological order. I linked parts from the past, from the life, from history, from the famous quotes, from the famous photographs together with my events. It shows the thought process. It shows the inspiration process, and that was I was after. And also, I did put some trivia elements in it.
So you were part of Victoria Beckham's private showcase at Marina Bay Sands. You were behind that?
That's correct, yes.
Tell us about the thinking process behind some of your events.
Well, if I work with luxury brands, if I work with clients, they usually give me the brief that I obviously discuss with them, and I do have to adhere to the brief of a particular company or brand that I work with. Of course, I do try to put in, and I always do my own elements of to elevate the whole experience. For some of the events, like for the SRT Ball, for example, that it's an annual fundraiser that I stage, I have totally carte blanche, and we discuss it together with a committee and with a board of directors, and we come up with an ideas for each ball, and that goes into any kind of dream that we would like to create. For example, this year we had the SRT ball for the Game of Thrones.
Oh wow!
Because HBO was our very kind supporter, so we decided to do the Game of Thrones. But otherwise, I've created the events with all kinds of interesting experiences and themes, in starting from intergalactic and strawberries and cream, for example, and the dreams and
it's as imaginative. Yes. It ranges
absolutely. You have to dream to create something. You really have to dream. You have to be passionate. You have to dream. You have to trust yourself. You have to trust your gut feeling.
You say you begin with the end in mind in the book. Yeah.
Yes, of course, the final product is extremely important, but if you don't dream and if you don't enjoy the process itself, it might be quite flat. So you really have to dream. You really have to, and also to enjoy the journey. Sometimes I wake up with an idea in the middle of the night, 2 weeks or 1 week before the event, and I have to revamp everything just because I realize that this idea will really work, and I really do it. And of course, it depends if I have a very strict narrative from the client, or if I have a free hand to do something.
What are your thoughts on growing a business?
I think passion, as I said, is very, very important. Perseverance is very important. Working hard is extremely important. Some people think that staging the events is very glamorous work. It's really not. It's a lot of work. It's extremely draining physically and emotionally. So you have to have a stamina for sure. Mm. You also have to develop relationships and groom the relationships and be loyal. I'm by nature a very loyal person in my relationships, business and friendship. So I think that gives me an opportunity to develop this relationship, to understand better the client, to understand better the people whom I work with. Some of the people who work with me or for my company or with my company have been with me for over 15 years, 16, wow. 17 years. So that shows that I like to develop together rather than to change different people. And
interesting. What do you think of the Singapore ecosystem for businesses and business growth?
I think Singapore is extremely open in terms of the business environment, and it gives an opportunity to a lot of people do whatever they want. But on one hand, on the other hand, it is a pretty small playground. So you have to excel in order to be appreciated, in order to really make a difference. And this is what I think is important for any kind of business. However, I do believe that linking yourself to like-minded people, to people who can understand your vision, makes it so easier to develop the ecosystem that will grow organically.
She's Olga Isalis. I'm Michelle Martin, reading her book, Save the Date. It's a very memorable, exquisite book, as exquisite as I can imagine your events are through the book.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I loved it. Can you share some relevant life lessons from your own personal journey that maybe any business owner can relate to?
Well, I think to me personally, I think life lessons are equivalent to business lessons, business development lessons. You have to believe in yourself. You have to be passionate about what you do. You have to think positively. I think I repeat this to everyone, including my children, including myself, because I realize that whether you stress or you don't stress, you still have to do well. So I came to a conclusion that it's no point to stress anymore. You just have to do it right and be a good listener. I think to listen to your client needs, to appreciate their concerns, to appreciate their vision is extremely important, and just move forward. If you don't progress, you really stagnate. And so look for a progress in your life and dream big.
I can't imagine the details that go into planning an event that build up and the stress and how the stress level can escalate. So I really like your mindset there about stress, whether or not you stress or not.
It doesn't really make any difference. I really realize that you still have to do it well. So you just don't need to use up your energy on the stress.
That's really great words. When it comes to competition, you say this is a very competitive field that you're in.
Right.
How do you stand out?
You know, Olga is a brand, and I am very true to it. I think the experiences that I create, I believe, are different from a number of other people who stage the events. The competition is healthy in any case, in general. I don't know, but there is signature, I guess, in details, in maybe the thought process, maybe because I was growing up in a cultural environment where I was pushed to learn more, where I was pushed to study more, where I pushed to be exposed to different media around me, and to classics, to literature, to music, to theater. I think this is all gives me an opportunity to be a bit different.
So you mentioned coming from a family of doctors.
Yes, my mother was a doctor. She's still a doctor. She still works.
She's still practicing.
She's still practicing, yes.
Just incredible. What lessons of success do you think are a product of your early start in life?
I think nothing was taken for granted. I didn't have the very leisurely and very pampered upbringing. I had to mind for my own self. I'm the only child, and I was raised by a single mother since I was a teenager. I also immigrated to United States in my early years when I was a teenager. So all the life lessons built my character, I believe. I'm not afraid of anything, to be honest with you. I embrace the challenges, and I just move forward. I really, really move forward, and this is what I teach my kids as well. I just embrace it.
You could live anywhere in the world, and I can imagine.
I believe so, yes.
Olga, by you know, your brand can thrive anywhere.
As a matter of fact, I am doing. I'm doing more and more events right now. I'm planning, I should say, more and more projects overseas as well. And you know,
Is Singapore home? Do you call Singapore home?
Singapore is home, of course. I've been to Singapore. I've been living in Singapore for almost 29 years.
Yes, my daughter was born here. Why Singapore when the world is your oyster? And you can
Yes. Originally, we came here for half a year and then we never left.
That's great. And Singapore is richer for it. Well, thank you so much for being here. And where can listeners get a copy of your book, Olga?
Well, the book is sold on Amazon worldwide. The book is also available on Kinokuniya in Four Seasons Hotel in London and Paris. It's also available at Louis Vuitton store in Marina Bay Sands and in Marina Bay Sands gift store, I believe, as well. Yes.
It's beautiful. I have never seen a book like it. So
well, thank you.
Thank you for coming on and sharing. Olga's book is Save the Date, and she's Olga Isalis. You can listen to this again on podcasts at Money FM's podcast page. I'm Michelle Martin. This has been Reed.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.